For WNPR News, I'm Gwen Everett. Students are getting ready to head back to school in the next few weeks, but for some kids, learning didn't stop during summer break. It continued at their local library. The public library in Wallingford held an event that gave kids a chance to talk directly to NASA astronauts. It also showed how libraries are evolving into community spaces for the people they serve.
Our next question is from Arna, grade 2.
We're in a packed room at Wallingford Public Library. 200 children and parents sit on the ground. Astronauts Peggy Whitson and Jack Fisher's images are projected onto a big screen at the front of the room. They're video chatting with the Wallingford Public Library directly from space, and Whitson answers.
When I graduated from high school, it was the first year they picked female astronauts, and I think that was what inspired me to believe that I could also become an astronaut.
The library's summer reading program is dedicated to outer space this year. Wallingford held star observation events and model planet making. Sunny Scarfa, head of children's services, says programs like these make the sciences seem accessible for children.
We want to promote the love of learning. So we really hope that this program, when the kids come in and talk to these astronauts, Jack and Peggy, that they'll be able to envision themselves in the sciences. Kids can often get discouraged if they run into trouble with science or math in school. We really want them to be inspired that it's worth putting the effort in.
Today's event is part of a nationwide NASA program called Education Downlink. Becky Kamas, Station Activity Manager at NASA, says with a clear need for scientists and engineers in our society, outreach programs like this one are important because they help to pull kids into science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, early on.
Our students in the very near future going to be our leaders. So being able to kind of inspire and engage students in the STEM field is very important to us.
Events like these also show the way Wallingford Library has expanded its mission past traditional library functions. That's according to Allison Murphy, a children's librarian there.
And libraries are really evolving. Of course, they're always going to be about books and checking out movies and magazines. But the library has become a gathering place for people to come together, to learn together, to share ideas, to meet new people.
Hosting around 9 children's outreach programs a week this summer, the children's department at Wallingford Library has become a community center. And the NASA event showed this. Families weren't just introduced to Jack and Peggy, the astronauts, but also to a new way of looking at their library. Gwen Everett, WNPR News.